From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Researchers in Japan have produced, for the first time ever, a mouse with two genetic mothers and no genetic father. Details of the achievement appear in tomorrow's edition of the journal Nature. The feat does not suggest that males are about to become superfluous, but it does mean that what was once a relatively straightforward story of mammalian reproduction is getting a lot more complicated. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Do we need a quick review? Why not? In sexual reproduction, the male provides one set of chromosomes and the female provides the other. The two sets join after a sperm fuses with an egg. The fertilized egg starts dividing, and voila, a new individual. That's how it usually works. Azim Sorani says that's not how Tomohiro Kono did it.
Kono and co-workers have shown that you can make an animal with essentially genetic material, which is all maternal. There's no paternal contribution in this.
Sorani studies the genetics of development at the University of Cambridge in England. He says instead of taking a set of chromosomes from a male and a female, Kono and his colleagues at the Tokyo University of Agriculture took a set of chromosomes from each of two different females and combined them in a single egg. They then got this laboratory-made egg to grow. Sorani says Kono's procedure is similar to parthenogenesis, but only sort of.
It's not quite clear what we should call this. It's not like the usual parthenogenesis, which is, you know, when you take unfertilized eggs and you activate them and allow them to develop without any contribution from sperm.
Before today, just about any scientist would have told you that making a mouse with two genetic mothers just wasn't possible.
Absolutely not. And they probably would have said the same thing 2 years ago, maybe even a year ago.
Marisa Bartolome studies embryonic development at the University of Pennsylvania.
Experiments that were done showed that if you tried to reconstruct an egg with either two female sets of chromosomes or two male sets of chromosomes, they failed to develop, and they failed rather early in development.
Bartolome says the failure appears to have something to do with a process scientists call imprinting. Imprinting differs on male and female chromosomes, so maternal and paternal genes behave differently. That's why for normal development, you typically need maternal and paternal chromosomes. Bartolome says the Japanese researchers found a way to alter the imprinting characteristics of one set of maternal chromosomes to make it behave more paternally.
What these experiments are telling you is that you can get a little bit more paternalness depending upon how you manipulate the maternal genome. And so that's what they've done. They've added a little bit of paternalness to this system, and that's why they're getting development, but still at a very, very low frequency.
Bartolome points out that the Japanese researchers made 457 eggs containing two sets of female chromosomes, but only got two mouse pups that survived. The manipulations the Japanese scientists performed to modify the maternal imprinting were quite complex. They included breeding a special strain of mice missing a piece of its genome, so it's not likely to be a technique that will be used in human fertility clinics. But it is important research. John Epic is a reproductive biologist at the Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor, Maine.
It is going to be a very, very useful tool for studying the fundamental mechanisms of development and reproductive biology in mammals. But I can't see a practical application of this information per se.
In other words, males still have an important biological function. For now. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.